20 years old. How do you balance time up here and time in the development?
That's a good question. You know, you want them to be around guys, as many veterans as we have. I don't have to name them all, but they all love him, and they all think he can be a good player, and they spend time with him, teaching him things about being a pro in the locker room and practice habits and game habits and stuff like that. And so we get him as much work as we can here. And when we have an opportunity to, you know, where we might not be practicing much, even the practice is valuable. You know, D-League, a lot of times we'll play Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, and then have the whole week of practice, and going live in practice is just as good for him because, you know, we're kind of not an old team, but an older team, and we pick and choose our spots when we practice real hard. And so he's done a good job, and he's handled it very well.
You mentioned Damari Carroll over there before. What is it have you seen about his progression?
He's shooting the basketball. He's not going faster than he wants to, I think, maybe earlier in the career, you know, but he came from a college system that played real frantic, right, up-tempo, fast-paced, fly all over the place all the time defense, and that's good, too. But I think he's become very solid. He's a really good on-ball defender. His ability to make open threes, you know, he's not a liability on offense, actually. He's really supplementing their offense very well.
Coach, is there a simple explanation for how the defense fell off sort of from the first month of the season to the second month of the season?
Well, we won some games by outscoring some people. Sometimes you get confidence in that, and that's a good thing to have, but then you can rely on that at times too. And you know, we bailed ourselves out of, you know, four games this year where we, you know, we scored late in the last 5 minutes of the game where we're down and come back and win. And I think we just rested on that a little bit. And you know, we're playing some guys out of position. Playing a little bit more small ball than we generally do, mixing and matching some guys, and we just got to get back to it. And it's not going to be one game. It has to be a process of 2-3 weeks where it's got to be our focus.
So this is a pretty good test for.
It's just part of it. I mean, you know, if it was 2 weeks from now or now, I mean, you don't say we're good or bad depending on how we do tonight.
Anybody other than Zach questionable?
Nope. All my assistant coaches ready to go. No, I think that's it. That's it. Yeah.